It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Please won't you be my neighbor? We're television neighbors, aren't we? Just because I'm on the picture of the television set and you're where you are, we can be close to each other. So we're neighbors. I brought these things today to show you. Have any idea what they might be? There are two of them. And they're wooden horses. Yeah, wooden carpenter's horses. There they are, side by side. You know, a carpenter's horse is something that you set something on so that you can work on it. Yeah. I'm going to get a tabletop after a while, and I'll show you what I do with them. But for now, I'd just like you to take a close look at these carpenter's horses. See if you can tell any differences about them. Because they look very much the same. See if you see any differences there. See any on those sides? How about under here? Sure. Even though they look very much the same, there are little differences within them, but they both do exactly what I want them to do. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to get something over here and put on. Oh, here they are. A couple rag dolls. You know why they're called rag dolls? Because they're stuffed with rags. Yeah, they're dolls that are stuffed with rags. Nice, aren't they? Before I use these for the table, I'll just put the dolls on them. This isn't a race. No. These horses can come. Or go away this way. They can even switch horses if they like. How will we do that? If they could stand up there. Have them sing as they go along. I ride my horse, I ride my horse. I love to ride my hobby horse. My hobby horse, my hobby. Maybe that's Mr. McFeely. Of course it is, Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Delivery.
Is that the way you knocked on the door? Good. Come in.
Is your order from the lumber yard?
Yes, just what I wanted. Come on down, if you like.
Okay, now if you could sign for that first already.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just use this to sign it.
Use it as a desk. All righty. You know,
in fact, that's what it is, you know.
I'm sort of curious to find out what you're going to do with that board.
Oh, well, come on over. I'll show you. These are rag dolls.
Oh, the rag doll. You know, I had a rag doll when I was a young boy. My mother made it for me, and I carried it almost everywhere. And right now, my grandchildren have it.
Oh, great. Good to be able to pass favorite toys on like that. See what these are?
Oh, wooden horses.
Sure. carpenter's horses,
mm-hmm.
and just put it in like that to make a table, you see.
Well, what are you going to use the middle slot for? What's that for, this middle slot?
Here?
I've noticed that one.
Oh, well, what we can do is to make a seesaw by just putting it there, you see.
A clever little seesaw now.
See, you wouldn't... couldn't use this for a table because it goes back and forth.
We could these give the rag doll's little seesaw here. Seesaw.
Like
up and down.
When this one goes down, mm-hmm. this one goes up.
And when that one goes down, this goes up. Then you can just put this in here and make the table again, is that right? Like that?
Well, unless you put something heavy over here.
Well, then you'd have to put that one over on that end, right?
That's it. Put it clear over here. See?
There's the table again.
It's good and sturdy, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I wanted it for. Do you notice any differences in these horses?
Any differences? Well,
take
let me
a look.
See. There are more nail holes than this one, I believe.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Look, there we go. The bottoms of this horse aren't painted.
That's right. Just forgot to put the paint on there.
Oh, that reminds me, and speaking of horses, what? We have a horse today.
A live horse?
A live horse. It's over in our yard right this very minute. Betsy's horse-sitting today.
Oh, how so?
Well, one of our neighbors went away for a few days, and we're just horse-sitting.
Well, I'd like very much to see it. Oh, could we come to your place to see it?
Well, let's go there now. I have more deliveries, and I'll stop by for a few moments already.
Okay. Will you come along? Let's go see Mr. McFeely's live horse.
We'll just
your horse sit.
Gallop on up.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, sure. Some people.
Hey, Brambles.
So, here it is, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, it's a beauty.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Isn't he beautiful?
His name is Brambles.
Hi, Brambles. Is it all right to pat him like
oh,
that?
Oh, sure. He loves to be petted.
It's a tame horse, huh?
A very gentle horse.
Oh, how do you do?
David, look, I was just about to give him a little something to eat.
He seems to want to walk around. Is that all right if I take him?
Sure. Do you want to take him around a little circle here?
Come on. Is it all right if we take him a little walk?
Sure.
Come on.
Go far.
Oh, beautiful horse. Hi, Brambles. Here, we're back to Mrs. McFeely.
And the carrot.
Oh, look. Look at the carrot, Bramble.
Hold your hand up flat. You want to give it to Mr. Rogers?
Sure. Wait a minute.
Hold your hand up flat.
Okay, just give one.
It disappears pretty fast, doesn't it?
Could I give him another?
Wait till you choose this one a little better. With the bit in the mouth, you shouldn't feed them too much.
I see. I think he wants another fright from you.
Here you go, Brambles. Part of one for you.
Boy, look how tall he is. You know what? I could hide right behind him here. Yeah, and I'm on my tiptoes. He's a very tall horse. How high is he?
He's 15 hands and 2 high, Mr. Rogers.
15 hands?
Yeah, 15 hands. You measure horses by... hands. Here, I'll show you. Like this. First of all, you go.
I see.
Just each hand like is that. 4 inches.
Right up to this spot right here, the highest spot, and that's 15-2. 15-2 hands.
I wonder how many hands I am.
Let me see. All righty, here we go.
Brambles?
Just combing him.
About 17, I think.
About 17 hands high, I am.
Got to 17, anyhow.
Would you like to get up on him, Mr. Rogers?
Would it be safe?
Certainly, certainly.
Will you hold him if
I
get up?
David, can you help Mr. Rogers with that footstool there?
All right.
You can put the saddle down.
Sit on him. I don't need to sit on the saddle?
No.
Just get up on his bare back?
Yes, it's really fun and it feels good, too.
Okay.
There's your stool.
I'll try. Okay, Brambles. Doesn't hurt to sit on a horse.
Oh, no. They're very, very strong. And Brambles especially strong.
Do I hold on to this?
Not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Okay.
Come on over. How's that?
Nice.
Now you can hold on to the reins.
Okay. Hey, Bramble.
It's too bad there's not more room to ride around. We'd really have you go for a little walk with him.
Ooh, I like that.
Isn't that nice?
You don't suppose I could just go around for just a
little
bit?
We could walk you, maybe.
All right.
David, you want to walk
him around? Let's
try. Well.
Oh. Annie?
I'll just try walking in a very small circle.
Just like this?
Yes.
Okay, come on there, Brambles. Here we go, Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
Right this way, Brambles. Hit.
Pull him around, David.
All right, just like this, Betsy.
You fall off, Mr.
Rogers. You're the horse lady.
I'm holding.
All right.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's what
very
you say.
Nice. Now, how do you get off?
Now, how you get off? You put one hand right up here.
Are you holding on?
Uh-huh. I'm holding on to it.
Oh, we are
you
here.
Swing down sort of on your
clouds.
Stomach.
Down like this.
Yes. Way down. And then swing your leg over.
There you go.
That was nice.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm going to saddle him up soon and take him back.
You're a fine horse, Brambles. I thank you very much for that ride. Yeah.
Yes?
I like to look into his eyes. You know, it felt very warm up
isn't
there.
Nice
And smooth.
Oh, Betsy, you know that delivery I had to Mr. Rogers?
Yes, what was
it? It wasn't a bedboard, it was a tabletop.
A tabletop?
Yes, I put the board like this with two wooden horses underneath.
Oh, David and I were playing a little game trying to figure out what it was, and I thought it was a bedboard.
A tabletop. Well, I better be going.
I have more deliveries to make, dear. I'll see you later, all right?
Have a good day.
You too, Mrs. McFeely.
Come back soon, Mr. Rogers.
All right. Bye. Bye, Brambles.
See you later,
glad
Brambles.
To meet you. I should say it is. Well, I didn't know I'd get a ride on a real horse. Felt so high up there. Sitting way up on that big animal. So that's the way you measure a horse, by the number of hands. Let's see how many hands this tabletop is. Hands. Everybody's hands are a different size. Sure. Might take more times for you to do it than for me. Might take fewer for somebody else. We could use a yardstick to measure that. I guess that's why things like inches and feet were invented. There's 36 inches. And 12 inches, so that would be 48 inches tall. This is 48 inches long, or 48 inches tall. Let's see how tall these are. About 15 inches tall. This one is about 16 inches tall. Mm-hmm. Even different in height. Let's get the trolley and have some make-believe. Trolley? See how high the trolley is. About 8 inches, trolley. Mm-hmm. What shall we have for our make-believe? What about a horse in the neighborhood of make-believe? Who is it that gets inside that horse costume? Lady Aberlin and Handyman Negri. We could have them there, and we could pretend that the purple panda is there, you know, from the planet Purple. Okay, that'll be our make-believe for today. To the neighborhood of make-believe.
playing hide and seek. I'm playing with the purple panda. Do you know where he's hiding? Oh, you do, but you're not going to tell me. Oh, okay, Trolley, I'll find him myself. Bye-bye. There you are, purple panda. I found you. Well, that's the way you play hide and seek.
That is hide and seek.
Hide and seek. Did you like it?
I liked it fine.
Would you like to play some more?
Yes, I will play some more.
All right, this time I will hide, and you cover your eyes, and you try to find me.
I will cover my eyes and try to find you.
Yes, count from 1 through 10, and then come and find me, okay?
From 1 through 10, I will find you.
Correct. All right, cover your eyes now. Keep them covered.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Some kind of play going on out here. Did you hear it? Oh my, who are you and what are you and do you eat kings?
My name is Purple Panda. I am a panda. I do not eat kings.
Oh, that's a relief. Now, where do you come from?
I live on planet Purple.
Oh, that place Lady Elaine found.
That is correct.
Oh. Where were you? I was hiding.
Handyman Negri, I presume.
Oh, King Friday. I'm sorry, sire. I didn't see you there. Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
I see you are playing with a purple panda.
Yes, sire. Lady Elaine and Lady Aberlin asked me if I wouldn't entertain the panda for a while.
He says he does not eat king.
Oh, no. He's very tame.
Fine. Oh, my. We have a regular zoo here today.
Oh, Uncle Friday, I didn't see you.
Oh, that horse sounds like my niece, Aberlin.
It is your niece, Aberlin, Uncle Friday.
Oh, my.
I just thought the purple panda might want to play with this horse.
Yeah. Well, I hope well.
Farewell.
Oh, will you help me, Andy?
Sure, will. Oh.
Okay, purple panda, this is a horse.
Mean to race a horse?
Well, it means that we will run together and we'll see who gets there first.
I will race a horse.
Good. Where shall we run?
I got it. How about over to the museum?
Great idea. Lady Elaine loves races.
She sure does. Okay, Purple Panda. I'll get into the pants. These are the legs of the costume.
These are the legs.
Mm-hmm. And these are called suspenders.
These are suspenders.
That's right. See, last time...
Hey, hold up the pants.
Last time I was in the back of the horse.
That's right.
Last time I was in the back of the horse. This time I get to be in the front of the horse.
In the front of the horse.
Next time it'll be your turn to
be in the front of the horse. Can I help you with that?
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, when we race, we always say, ready, get set, go.
And then, ready, get set, go.
And that's when you run. Okay?
I will run.
Ready?
Get ready. Set.
Get set, go!
Go.
I won, everybody.
What do you mean, Lady Elaine? You won. You weren't even in the race.
Well, I might have been. I heard you say, ready, get set, go, so I won.
Lady Elaine, we were just playing. Besides, we certainly didn't win.
Yeah, we sure didn't.
Have you heard anything from Paul and Pauline?
I have not.
I've been looking for them.
You will not see them with a telescope.
Why not?
They will be coming by the purple way.
The purple way? Where's that?
That is not anywhere. It is a means of travel.
Oh, sort of like a spaceship, huh?
People on the planet Purple do not need spaceships. They travel the purple way.
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
Welcome, Paul and Pauline.
Oh. Is this the neighborhood of make-believe?
This is the neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, I'll say welcome to you.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome.
My name is Lady Aberlin.
And I'm Handyman Negri.
Yeah, you might have thought that we were a horse. We're not.
No, we're not a horse.
It's just a costume.
Yeah, this is a horse's suit.
We sometimes wear it when we're playing.
Yeah, we were playing.
With Purple Panda.
Of course. Do you have any questions, Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Any questions? Let me see.
We bring greetings from Paul and Pauline.
Oh, Paul and Pauline. Which ones?
It does not matter. We are all the same.
Oh, that's right. They're all the same.
I have a question.
You may ask your question.
How did you get here?
By the purple way.
Which way is that?
The purple way is the thinking way of travel.
The thinking way?
One thinks where one wants to be, and one is there.
Do you mean if you think that you want to be over there at that castle, you can be there?
Purple Panda and we will demonstrate the purple way of travel.
They did it!
Hey, that sure is something else.
Let's go over and see them.
I'll race you.
Oh, no, let's not race.
Ready? Get set.
The purple way.
Oh, I wish I could. Go. Oh, what a way of traveling.
That is known as the purple way.
The purple way. Ooh, to know the purple way.
That's right.
Oh, I sure hope you all will stay here a while.
We will stay here a while.
Ooh, trolley. Did you see the new people?
The new people, trolley.
Only in make-believe can you go someplace else just by thinking about it. You know, just like that. Is Planet Purple people exactly the same? But there's lots we can do by thinking. Sure, we can think up things. In fact, I could think up a game we could do right here. Just use the table. And these two. Now, they're both on top of the table, right? Now, I'll put this one under here. Keep her up like that. Now, you don't look and see which way I change them. Okay? Now look. How did I change them? Put this one on top. This one under here. This reminds me of that song, you know, Who Can Crawl Under a Table? So many things that children can do. Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it everywhere. Who can wake up every morning and be ready right away? Who can notice all the tiny things that other people say? Who can make the things they play with something different for every single day? You're a child, so you can do it. You can do it anyway. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone, all alone. Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, and you can do it. Children do it all life long. And thinking is certainly something that you can do. You can do it well. Yes. Thinking about what you might do tomorrow. Sure. When you go to bed at night, you can think and plan what you'll want to do the next day. I often do that, you know. When I'm not on television, I often think of families with young children and what I can do for you in our television visits, do with you. It gives me a good feeling to know that we're together thinking like that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how. Sure, by just your being yourself. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.